Shvius. Parakei Mishnah Zayin. Hayoitzer, so this is a craftsman that makes pottery. He makes jugs. Meicher chamish kadei shemen v'chamisha asar kadei yain. He can sell to somebody that's choshed on Shvius, whether we assume that person doesn't keep Shemitah, this type of person. So you can sell to this type of person 5 jugs of oil, which really just means 5 jugs that were designated to hold oil. They didn't really have oil in them. And 15 jugs that were designated to hold wine. And the Rav explains that the jugs that were made to hold oil were made from a different type of clay than the jugs that were made to hold wine. As the Mishnah says, Shekein darkoi lohavi min ahefker. Because when you only have 15, a max of 15 for wine and 5 for oil, that wouldn't hold so much. And we know that on Shemitah, one's allowed to go into a field of hefker, which is basically not taking it into store, but rather just going out, treating it like hefker to come bring it in to eat. One's allowed to do that on Shemitah as long as it's not brought in to store. And when it's only this limit of jugs, so that's not so much. So 15 jugs, for example, of wine is not that much. And the Rav says, don't worry that this guy is going to take all 20 jugs, the 15 wine jugs and the 5 jugs for oil, and he's going to use it, for example, all of them for wine or all of them for oil, because the dirt and the clay that's used to make the oil jugs are different than the dirt and the clay that's used to make the wine jugs. Vimhevi yoser mikan, the Mishnah says, but if he brings more than this, mutter, then it's mutter. In other words, lechatchila, you shouldn't sell more than 15 wine or 5 oil jugs, but if the guy brings it, so most mefarshim learn, we're talking about the person that's chashed on shvius, meaning he comes in from the field. I don't know how he would actually physically hold oil to bring in to buy jugs and put this oil in the jugs. I guess he must have had some kind of temporary oil holder or something like that, or he brought it in one big oil carton, or but now he comes into the store to buy the jugs. So if he has more than this amount can hold, mutter, meaning you're allowed to sell it to him, and you can just assume that what he brought, he actually brought from hefker. It's a lot. It's, for example, wine. It's more than 15 jugs worth of wine. Still, that's what he brought, but d'yavad, we can assume. L'chatchila, don't sell it to him that way, but d'yavad, if he brings it in from the field that way, after the fact, you can then sell him the jugs to hold this wine or oil. And this is the way the Melech HaShlomo explains the name HaRav Yosef. Mishnah continues, U'moicher la'ovdei k'chavim ba'aretz. Well, Yisrael b'chutz la'aretz, and you're allowed to sell to a goy in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rav says, we're not choshesh that he's going to go, this goy is going to go then and sell this jug to a Jew that's choshed on Shvius. Now, obviously, we're not dealing with just one jug. Let's say you would sell to a goy 20 jugs of oil or wine, whichever. Sell him a lot of jugs. Don't be afraid that he's going to go and sell it to a Jew that's choshed on Shvius. And the last case, Yisrael b'chutz la'aretz, he's allowed to sell to a Jew outside of Eretz Yisrael. And the Rav says it could be two things that we're not concerned with, two different cases. One is that we're not concerned that he's going to take these jugs that you're selling to him outside of Eretz Yisrael and bring it to Eretz Yisrael. And obviously there would be a problem of Shemitah. Or we're also not concerned that maybe he actually has in his briefcase, he got past the LL security guards, and he's got a lot of wine and oil from Eretz Yisrael, went through customs, and you're selling him these jugs, maybe he's going to now use the jugs that you're giving him to store his shvius that he got from Eretz Yisrael. Because that we're not so machmir, the Rav explains.